Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bombshelly in the Trump classified documents case.
Okay.
There's really no words for this. I'll just bottom line it. It looks like they set him up.
Well, to the surprise of few, at least.
Yeah. Here's what's happening, okay? The Trump documents case started in the profoundly corrupt D.C. court system. That's where the initial charges were filed. That's where the grand jury was to get the indictment. And Jack Smith, the crooked prosecutor, had total, you know, sway there, total control. But they got a problem. If they're going to try him, they got to send him to where the crime occurred. So that's down in Florida, okay? So they send the case down to Florida to a new judge appointed by Trump. Her name is Eileen Cannon. Well, there's been a battle going on over a bunch of documents that Jack Smith, the Trump prosecutor, got sealed in the D.C. courts. No one has seen them. She wanted to unseal them as the judge. So they've been fighting. Anyways, the judge finally unseals the documents. And now we can see why he did not want these documents in to see the light of day. There is testimony from an FBI agent who testified that the General Services Association, which is a government agency, had been in possession of Trump's boxes in Virginia. It's boxes with all these documents, pallets of them, ordered Trump and his team to come get the boxes. They did. They picked them up. They took them to Mar-a-Lago. What boxes? Boxes that had classified documents in them. These same documents that were recovered in the Trump Mar-a-Lago raid.
Oh, good grief.
It's right there in the transcript. And now you know why Jack Smith fought so hard to keep this from being unsealed, where the FBI agent says the GSA, the General Services Association of the federal government, was holding large quantities of Trump's boxes in Virginia and then ordered his team to come get them. So an entire pallet full of boxes that had been held by the GSA somewhere outside of D.C. is dumped at Mar-a-Lago. These are the boxes that ended up containing papers with classified markings. Now, you're thinking, well, why didn't Trump just say that? He did. He's been saying he was set up, but nobody is listening, because that's what everybody says when they're charged, right? Yeah. I was set up. I didn't do it.
Good grief.
Yeah. So it appears that the Biden administration, some of these boxes they picked up, some were shipped, but it's the same tranche of boxes. It appears the Biden administration may have been responsible for shipping the classified documents and information to Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida and demanding the rest of the boxes.
How would that not be a violation of federal law?
Well, it's Joe Biden. He's immune from laws.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
Whether he's a senator, a vice president, a president, or even a private citizen, it makes no difference what Joe Biden does.
This development is significant because Trump has previously blamed the GSA for packing the boxes that contain the classified documents, only to have the GSA later accuse Trump of essentially stealing them and using that as a pretext, the GSA did, for sending the FBI to raid his Mar-a-Lago home in August of 2022. The other interesting thing in these documents is the story by the FBI and the Justice Department and the National Archives and the GSA was that Trump had stopped cooperating. He's gone rogue. He's not turning this stuff back in. What do we do? But the actual communications show that Trump had not gone rogue. That in May, he was still communicating with them. They raided his house in June to take back the documents they demanded he pick up and that they ship to him. This is just stupid. This is just so dumb at this point.
There is absolutely no legal, moral, or ethical reason for Donald Trump to be undergoing any type of further trial or investigation for classified documents.
No.
None. There's absolutely no justification whatsoever. There's absolutely none. There is nothing you can say to justify what's going on. When you look at the past performance of previous presidents, of what Joe Biden has already been confirmed to have done, which was illegal to begin with, and no prosecution there, and many other folks who have served in the federal government and in the executive branch as well. But for this, if any of this is true, this case should be dropped immediately. It should be tossed. I don't care who the judge is. They should toss this out now, immediately. There's no point in wasting another second and another dime on this investigation. Period.
No. In fact, I think the people who did this should be investigated.
Well, there is that. Yeah.
Who shipped the classified documents in those boxes?
Because
that's the question.
Unless Joe Biden himself as president put them in the boxes and had FedEx come pick them up or whatever, then they should be prosecuted because it is not legal for them to do that. If they are classified documents, then they don't have the clearance to do it. Good grief.
And then another thing that was in this tranche of documents, it's just, I mean, almost laugh out loud funny, is that these people are also totally incompetent. They thought they had canceled all of Trump's classified clearances to handle these documents, but there was one of them that Trump retained that they had not canceled. So he accidentally had the classified clearance to be handling the documents they set him up with. So what did they do? This is the funniest part to me. They went back and retroactively canceled his security clearance and are now saying he didn't have the security clearance he needed to handle the documents that they planted on him. So, yeah, retroactive. So, like, I should know my security clearance would be retroactively, you know, canceled.
No reason.
They got
no
nothing.
Reason for
they
this
got,
to go.
They have absolutely nothing.
No reason.
No. And this is one of the reasons you're going to hear the media hysterical here. They're saying, oh, no, Eileen Cannon is going to dismiss this case with prejudice. If she dismisses this case with prejudice, it cannot be brought back. They're already screaming about that. Why? And they're saying, oh, it's because she's a Trump judge. No, because this right here, I mean, this should be dismissed with prejudice.
Yeah.
Like, it should never come back.
Right.
And like I said, there should be investigations into those who were behind.
I mean, this is beyond entrapment. This is not attracting someone to commit a crime. This is sending something to somebody and then accuse them of stealing it.
Right, because they won't give it back to you.
That's what it is. Good grief. Oh. Oh, America, yeah. America. Gee.
And again, the reason—
We were a just country at one time.
We were. And the reason we're finding this out, like I said, is because the D.C. court judges who are corrupt, they're Democrats— and partisan, were allowing this to remain sealed so nobody could know. And it's exactly what Trump said. The GSA set me up. And they did. You know what's outrageous about this? Just to point out again, Barack Obama still has documents
right.
He was told to turn in. He said, hey, I'm not turning them into you. I don't feel like it, but I'll digitize them and send them in for you, so the archives can have them. And then he never did. And he's like, when is his trial? We'll just go ahead, stack it up. Where's Joe's trial? Oh, wait. The Department of Justice tells us Joe did the same thing and worse because he didn't even have a security clearance as a senator. And they decide they're not going to prosecute him because he's so old, no one would convict him. He's so sweet and lovable. But everybody hates Trump, so we'll just prosecute him instead because everybody will convict Trump. So that means Trump's crime actually is being unlikable and younger than Joe Biden. That is his actual crime.
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous in this country. I mean, it's just this is true lawfare. This is true Stalinist tactics. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
We're seeing this go on, you know, with the New York trial, too. But here's the thing. I think Eileen Cannon is working up. I think the judge is working up to canceling this case, to working up to dismiss it with prejudice. I don't know if she's going to do it before the election or after the election, but I think that's what she's working up to. And that means at the rate that they're going here, you know, the other cases that, you know, are going to have to, you know, however the Supreme Court rules on immunity, if those cases go forward, they're first going to get kicked back to the lower courts. Those aren't going to be tried before the election.
No, there's, all this stuff before the Supreme Court, none of this is going to be, unless there's a complete October surprise here, none of this is going to be taken care of before the election.
So he could theoretically dodge this all. I mean, a lot of things have to still line up for him. Although now he's being charged in Arizona. And Trump staff. So I don't know. I guess they just need another fake case.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's
more fake
right.
crime.
Yeah.
While Joe Biden and Hunter Biden commit actual real crimes, like Hunter Biden not registering as a foreign agent, taking money from the Chinese, not reporting it to the IRS, then forwarding that money to members of the Biden family.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to look the other way then.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Because why would you want to accuse the president's poor, drug-rattled, prostitute-cheating son about, you know, I mean, he's got enough problems, you know.
Right. And we know, look, this happens to the best of families. I mean, you know, you start off smoking a little pot, and then before you know it, you're doing meth. And then before you know it, you're taking $30 million from the Chinese. I mean, it happens across America. It doesn't. No, it doesn't. The Chinese don't just gift you $30 million because you're a nice guy.
No.
Although, if you are providing the startup capital for Metabiota to come into the Wuhan lab and teach you gain of function so you can weaponize viruses, they might actually pass $30 million on to you for that service.
There is that.
But, I don't know. Anyway, by the way, we're going to get into this whole bird flu thing. Because guess what the USDA and the Wuhan scientists have been working on since 2021? I mean, it's a total coincidence, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bird flu.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What strain of bird flu specifically? H1N5. Wait, isn't that the one they're saying is in our milk now? Got weird. I mean... Sure, it's coincidence.
Of course.
I'll explain. By the way, on the bird flu, the media, the mainstream media is doing a lot of fear-mongering on this. There's a lot of unscientific fake information that they're putting out. And so I'm going to debunk some of that too. But they really, really, really want you to know you might get deadly bird flu. That is the message from them. And well, I'll explain coming up in the next hour on The Tara Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You will eat the bugs and you will drive the EVs. So says Joe Biden. A lot of folks, I don't think the American electorate really understands what Joe Biden has done with his executive order. It's a double whammy. It makes tailpipe emissions, it lowers them so much that gas-powered cars will be unaffordable for regular people. Maybe Joe Biden's friends in the Hamptons or something can drive them. But the whole point is to make them more expensive than EVs while mandating that two-thirds of the fleet sold on the floor of the showroom by 2032 must be EVs. And yes, there will be gas-powered cars there too. That'd be the other third, but people like you and I aren't going to be able to afford those cars. And Joe Biden did this with the flick of his pen, like any dictator. That's why Donald Trump said this is going to be a bloodbath for the American automotive industry. He's right. That was a correct use of the term bloodbath. Well, if you want to see what the beginning of the bloodbath looks like, okay, here we go. Headline over the weekend. Shocking. Ford loses $1.3 billion, with a B, on electric vehicles in just the first quarter of 2024. Delays plans to make more. Wow. Ford Motor Company reported a whopping, listen to this, $132,000 loss on each electric vehicle sold during the first 3 months of 2024, amassing a $1.3 billion loss. But you will drive the EV. You will drive it. All while last week, and I didn't do enough on this last week, a separate set of rules put into place by Joe Biden and his EPA says that 16% of our electricity sources must shut down by 2032, the coal-fired plants, or they must put scrubbers on the plants. Okay, when you put a scrubber on the plant, for starters, it requires 25% of the energy that the plant produces to do the scrubbing, to take out 90% of the pollution. It's not even actually pollution, it's just carbon. Carbon has been on our earth for a long time. There's a carbon cycle, like a water cycle. It's not the end of the world, unless you're a leftist. And it would double to quadruple the cost of that electricity. And the problem with coal is it's our most reliable source. That's what takes over when the grid is under stress. So we just shut that down, and we're going to have everybody plug their EV in. Literally in the same year that the coal power plants are shutting down, we're losing 16% of our electricity, is when everybody's supposed to be plugging their EV in. If you don't think that's a coincidence, it's not. The plan is for no electricity to flow into your car. Then they have total control. If they can make everything electric, from your stove to your EV to your leaf blower to your water heater, they have total control. And all they need is one of those smart meters on your home, and they got you. Are Americans going to fall for this? Look, folks, none of this is going to happen if Donald Trump wins. It's all gone. It's all over. But somehow, with the flick of his pen, dear leader thinks he can compel Ford and all of these other automakers to sell EVs, to have two-thirds of the fleet they produce each year be electric vehicles, or suffer $14 billion, with a B, $1 billion in fines. So what is the left solution to, hey, we just lost $1.3 billion on EVs in a single quarter? Folks, that's only 3 months. It's only 3 months. Ford loses $1.3 billion on electric vehicles in the first quarter of 2024, delays plans to make more, naturally. And Joe says, no, you will make more. I'm going to fund you. I'm going to fine you $14 billion, all of you. That's industry-wide. That's the max amount of the fines. So I got to lose money so I don't get fined by Joe. And it's brilliant how they do this because it doesn't start right now. It starts in 27 and it, you know, ends in 32 with pretty much the complete collapse of the auto industry in America. It's brilliant because nobody will even remember Joe then. Everybody walking around, why are there no, why can't I buy a gas-powered car? Why aren't there any gas-powered cars on this lot? What is it? Oh my gosh, look at what that gas-powered car cost. It's total destruction. Total destruction. But that's what they do. It doesn't have to happen. If the American people could just understand what the Democrats are doing here and what this looks like. I just, you know, here's what I would do, honestly. If you've got a gas-powered vehicle, I'd hold on to it. I'd take good care of it. If you're going to buy one, I'd get a good solid car and hold on to it to 20, you know, whatever. Because this is going to be probably, I mean, if we can't beat them, this is going to be your last car. It's going to be like Cuba. You're going to be scrounging around for parts to fix it. And the Democrats would love to turn this into Cuba. It's who they are. So, meanwhile, signs are, though, that we may not have to live through that nightmare and learn from it. We can just defeat Joe Biden and his idiot philosophy. CNN poll, folks, I love this. I don't know if it's true, but it's so much fun. CNN poll from the weekend. Beautiful screenshot. Trump, 42%. Biden, 33%. Kennedy, 16%. West at 4% and Stein at 3%. It's too good to be true. But we can have fun. Yeah, so Trump's still leading Biden even when you pull out the others. But if Biden, Kennedy, I mean, sorry, if Kennedy, West, and Stein stay in, allegedly, according to CNN, who knows? It's CNN. Trump's at 42%, Biden's at 33%. So maybe we will never have to know what it is like to spend a couple of days a week with no electricity, with our cars stuck in our driveways because we can't charge them, and coal fire plants shutting down. And oh, by the way, the next step is to shut down the natural gas plant. Same way, got to put the scrubbers on them. There's no scrubber that's ever been affixed to a natural gas plant, period. It has been done in a simulation in a lab, but it's never happened in real life. But that's their enviro policy, or they shut down. Or we just elect Trump and none of it happens. And things are good. Or we have societal collapse. It's going to be one of the two. Let's see if these women in the suburbs are smart enough to pick the right one. I'm not sure they are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, so Joe Biden went on Howard Stern. Keep in mind, poor Howard Stern apparently does not get real news, being a liberal and totally in. He's kind of cracked up ever since COVID. He's not right. So he sat there with Joe Biden as Joe Biden went full on mental on him, had a complete compulsive lying breakdown. And when you listen to this section of the interview, everybody's laughing about it online. The more that Howard Stern gets interested as Joe starts lying, it trips his wires and Joe can't stop. And so over the weekend, it was back to back to back to back lies from Joe Biden. And this came out on the Howard Stern. So it starts off with him saving the lives of people, half a dozen people, as a lifeguard. Listen to how sympathetic Stern is. I don't know if Stern knows he's mentally ill. I mean, Joe Biden's mentally ill. And that he needs help, and that he has a compulsive lying problem. Take a listen.
Did you ever save anyone's life when you were a lifeguard? Was anyone ever drowning?
You
did?
Yeah, well, half a dozen times. Usually younger kids, you know, but...
You do the thing with the whistle and then jump in the bathing suit? And
you got it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was a big pool. There were 7 lifeguard stands.
Wow.
It then went downhill. See, when Joe was a senator, he was so hot, as you know. Women couldn't resist him, and he was single because his wife had died in a car wreck, and... Well, he just had to use the Secret Service to beat these women off. Man, they would send him pictures.
I got put in that 10 most eligible bachelor's list.
Because you were a United States Senator. You were a catch.
And so, and a lot of lovely women, but women would send very salacious pictures. And I just gave them to the Secret Service. I thought somebody would think I was. And I just gave up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just gave into it. I mean, as hot as he was and as many women wanted him, it was hard for him. Well, Howard Stern's sympathy for these tall tales pushed Joe over the edge. And he told one of his favorites, okay, in Joe Biden's, but Joe Biden is the only remaining segregationist who is still alive in America. He is a walking, living history museum. What is a segregationist? A segregationist is somebody, there used to be a lot of them, especially out of the South. They were all Democrats. Strom Thurmond was one of the same generation who believed, because they were racist, that black people should have their own churches, their own radio shows, their own schools. They should be separate. They would be very happy that way. In fact, Joe Biden explained that philosophy in a PBS interview. I cannot believe he is president. He then concluded the racist segment of his political career by giving the eulogy for Ku Klux Klan Grand Kegel, Senator Robert Byrd. It's hard to believe that was a little over 10 years ago. Can you imagine Donald Trump doing something like that? What they do to him? Anyway, but he's a Democrat, so nobody cares if he's a racist. So Joe Biden is aware that, and he's very sensitive about his actual segregationist racist background, because everybody else like him is either dead or in a history museum, or dead and in a history museum. So he has invented this entire backstory about how he actually got into politics as part of the civil rights movement, standing up for black people. And in these very fake stories that he tells, Joe gets arrested all the time standing up for black people. Never mind that he was actually standing in the door with Wallace, you know, blocking the progress of black people. But whatever, the history's been rewritten. So the first time that Joe did this in a really memorable way, he claimed he was arrested as a senator, as U.S. senator, in South Africa, on his way to see Nelson Mandela, the great civil rights leader of South Africa, the anti-apartheid fighter. And at Joe and Nelson, they are like this. And Joe was determined to see him. And when he was told he could not see Mandela, because of course Mandela was being persecuted, Joe heroically went to see him anyway and got arrested. It didn't happen. It's fake. It was so fake. At the time, the Washington Post wrote this headline: Biden's ridiculous claim he was arrested trying to see Mandela for Pinocchio's, out of four Pinocchio's, okay? So when you good and wine Joe Biden up, and he's sitting there with a sympathetic audience that is falling for his mental illness, he can't resist. And so he did it. Told the story of how a black family moved into his Delaware neighborhood when he was a teenager, and he had to defend them against the racist who did not want him there. And he got arrested, you see.
And I looked at my mom, I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, remember, true story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built in suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested by standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
The tell with Joe that he's about to lie to you. True story, he says. True story. It's true story. Really, it's true story. Okay. He was not arrested protecting a black family or standing with a black family or period. It's just, it didn't, that's fake. He was not arrested that way any more than he was arrested trying to see Mandela in South Africa. So, and you know what's remarkable about that? In 2020, Politico reported that Joe Biden had actually and later admitted that he never actually was arrested, but then he turned around and told the story again. He can't stop. This is a compulsion for him. He is a sick man. He needs a padded office, not an Oval Office. But Howard Stern seemed not to be aware of any of this and just sat there and lapped this up. And you could see in the interview, the more that Biden sees this guy is believing my lies, the more outrageous they got. Anyway, the internet's all torn up over this on X this weekend. It was the biggest thing. Texture writes, did the Joker earn a record number of Pinocchios in a single interview? So four compulsive lies back to back. By the way, he was not the runner-up for his state in scoring for football. And you know what's funny? You can tell, I think Joe must have told Howard Stern, hey, ask me, because Stern was the one who brought it up. Hey, I heard you had quite a football career there, bud. He's been lying a lot about the football career this week. I think he's having a hard time dealing with the fact that his poll numbers aren't real good right now, and he's probably catching a lot of flack from Democrats for how badly they're doing, at least in the polling. And so he usually reverts back to heroic stories of Joe that are fake when he hits interference. So in the last week, he's been making up a lot of lies about almost walking onto football teams, playing football in college, and now he's admitting, you know, he's creating stats from high school that didn't exist. It's just, wow. Texter writes, guess ignorance is bliss for these low information voters. The evidence is everywhere that Joe is a corrupt politician who lied continuously during his career and now has dementia. Folks, can you imagine if Trump made up a story, a civil rights story about how he got his start in politics fighting for black people and even got arrested defending a black family? Can you even imagine if Trump did that? Biden did it this weekend. It's just, again, part of a long history. He has another lie he tells where he joined a black church and was marching with them in civil rights. It was a very famous church associated with civil rights marches, marching with them on the weekends for civil rights. And they went and interviewed the church leaders like, we don't know him. Texter writes, don't forget, he was also a truck driver. Oh, yeah. Thanks. You got to love how the New York Times describes the Joe Biden interview. Again, can you imagine this weekend if Donald Trump had done an interview in which he claimed that he was a great civil rights champion and had been arrested standing up for a black family when they moved into the neighborhood and white people didn't want him there. And Joe, of course, got arrested defending them, you know, standing with them on the porch against, I guess, the white mob. I don't know. Yeah. It didn't happen. Listen to how, and if you're wondering why Howard Stern looked like such an idiot, if he only takes in their media, it's quite possibly he has no idea Joe Biden's a compulsive liar. And so he just sat there and lapped it up while Joe lied to his face. Here's how the New York Times describes this lie. Can you imagine? They give it one paragraph. Think they'd do that for Trump? Quote from the Times, at another point, Biden appeared to once again stretch the truth about being arrested at a Delaware desegregation protest as a teenager. There is no evidence that he was ever arrested at a civil rights protest. He wasn't arrested, period. Although he should be arrested, but for the stuff he's done in office. That's it. That's it. Two sentences. At another point, Mr. Biden appeared to once again stretch the truth about being arrested at a Delaware desegregation protest as a teenager. There was no evidence he was ever arrested at a civil rights protest. Whew. Stern doesn't question him. doesn't seem to realize he's being used as part of Joe's mental delusion. And wow. Again, this is part of a very long pattern of Joe lying about being arrested as part of civil rights marches, demonstrations, was arrested in South Africa, going to see Mandela, because, you know, Joe was trying to get to him. He was under arrest, and Joe was trying to get to him as a senator and help him and all that, and they wouldn't let Joe see him. So Joe got arrested trying to see Mandela because Joe, as you know, is a great civil rights leader who was also a segregationist. People don't know that about Joe. So, wow, that's it. That's all you get. So no wonder Howard Stern is confused. And Joe just took advantage of that and just lied and lied. I don't know how his handlers let him go out. I really don't. Like, wow. I mean, here's the thing. This is why they can't let him talk to the New York Times. They can't, like, because once they put him in front of the New York Times and he's sitting down, there's not a good way to get him out of the room if he starts with this, you know, mental delusion stuff. And folks, this is not him being demented, okay? He has done this his entire career. Made up just sick stuff. Like, again, when he was campaigning for Obama back in 2008, and he started telling the story again about how a drunk driver drank his lunch and killed his wife by running into her. That did not happen. His wife ran into him. The guy wasn't drunk. He just was there in the wrong place at the wrong time. And every time Joe starts telling that lie again, the family's lawyer has to send a cease and desist. And the cease and desist got sent while he was on the campaign trail for Barack Obama, and he was lying. So this isn't even a dementia thing. This is just Joe is not all there. He's sick. He needs help. And he really needs help distinguishing what is reality, what is not, and what is a socially acceptable thing to say, because our president does not have a grasp on any of those things any more than he has on a grasp on, you know, at what age you stop showering with your daughter. But I guess the FBI doesn't want me to talk about that. Scooped up Ashley Biden's diary and put the woman who found it in prison. So I don't know. Texter writes, stretching the truth, that's lying. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, it's not about what's true. It's about what people believe. And finally, texter writes, hey, Tara, don't forget Joe's biggest lie on Howard Stern, that he's going to debate Trump. That was hilarious because his staff spent all week, as did the mainstream media, justifying the idea that Joe wasn't going to debate Trump, that that was a bad idea. Trump's a bad guy. We shouldn't give him any, you know, attention. And then Joe goes on Stern and says, I'm going to debate Trump. And Trump went nuts, by the way. Trump's like, hey, let's do it tonight. I mean, he's got to fit it in over the weekend since Joe's going to have him in court the rest of the week. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.